Okay, gas prices at $4.50 a gallon. You are not driving to Arctic Bay on your road trip this summer, but you still want to go somewhere, right? North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann finds that as people head out this summer, many are parking the RVs and the minivans and switching to motorcycles.
Mid-morning, leather-clad cyclists roar down a rural highway in northern New York. The machines pop and rumble, a noisy celebration of the internal combustion engine. Reggie Tile is riding a 99 Harley-Davidson.
You're freer. You feel more free out on the bike.
Willard Klug from Canada says he chose a motorcycle over a car for the pure fun. He's touring New England on a Honda Goldwing.
You feel like a bird when you're out on the open road.
But these days, Reggie Tile says there's a second reason to choose a bike over a bigger vehicle.
I get 45, 47 miles a gallon with this. My truck, I'm getting 14, 15. So.
Thanks in part to high pump prices, motorcycle tourism is exploding in popularity. Pete Terhorst is with the American Motorcycle Association.
A big touring motorcycle will get roughly the same economy as a very small economy car.
It's possible to cruise America in a subcompact like a Kia Rio or a Chevy Aveo, but Terhorst says it's just more romantic on a Harley.
It's not uncommon these days for people to fly to a destination and then rent a touring motorcycle as opposed to renting a car.
Which translates into big business. Some motorcycle rallies bring in as many as 50,000 riders. Hotels and resorts are scrambling to attract those customers the way they once wooed RV caravans. But the surge in popularity for motorcycle touring has contributed to an equally dramatic rise in the number of accidents and fatalities. There were 4,400 motorcycle deaths in 2006 nationwide. Those are the most recent statistics available. That's a 50% rise over 2002, at a time when automobile deaths were declining.
They're really fast machines. They can go from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds.
Lieutenant Jim Halverson, head of the motorcycle unit for New York State Police, says touring cycles are getting bigger and more powerful, but a lot of biker tourists are baby boomers and empty nesters nearing retirement with little experience handling an 800-pound hog.
Now you have someone who's a little bit older, who can't see as well, can't hear as well. The bike is twice as fast and twice as powerful and twice as heavy. This is a recipe now for a crash to occur.
Halverson says bikers are 37 times more likely to be killed in a crash than motorists in a car. But Reggie Tile, who's 57 years old, shrugs at the idea.
Well, everything's risky, but I'm a defensive driver, so I'm always looking out for, but if you're going to go, you're going to go.
State police here are urging riders to buy safer helmets rather than the cool-looking biker helmets that a lot of tourists prefer. They're also encouraging new riders to take safety classes before revving up that big Harley. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.